What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fourth and goal at the 5. Dari in the backfield. CJ in the gun. Bunch formation right. Here's the snap. Stroud looking. Quick throw right side. Caught. Touchdown. Houston. Nico Collins. 5-yard TD pass.
Yeah, just one of the scores in a 20-3 victory for your Houston Texans in preseason game number 2, preseason home opener at NRG Stadium. Welcome to a Victory Reaction Monday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you getting involved with the program as you always do on the text line 713-572-4610. And appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Man, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. We were talking before the show started. Saturday games, we're used to Sunday games in the regular season. We get into our little habit, but kind of cool to be able to watch the game, go home, still have plenty of time during the day to go do whatever, and then digest it and rewatch on Sunday, all that stuff. Feeling good, man.
Feeling good, feeling great. Not just because of a technical victory, which again, I mentioned that up top because, hey, anytime you get a W, you treat it as such. But the win really happened on the field in the actual, you know, meat and potato, the between the lines, all of that portion of the game that really did feel like a win in addition to that. And just to get a little bit of a feel of it, just to get us in the vibes, how about we get some passing thoughts?
I will tell you a story. My first passing thought is unprecedented. In the OG's passing thoughts.
Unprecedented
huh? First passing thought. I'm going to swing the ball around the perimeter. I'm gonna throw an alley-oop, if you will.
A little bit of motion offense, of sorts.
A little bit of motion offense, little high screen Princeton, all that good stuff.
Which is such a Doris, man.
because this Saturday, I didn't do the tailgating. I didn't catch the vibe outside. We were doing some stuff in the morning. We didn't leave the house till 11 a.m. Still got there in our seats at 11:30.
So yeah, good, man.
So my first passing thought, I'm going to throw the assist to Figgy and Reggie, who did catch the vibes outside, get a feel for the for the game and for the people and for the tailgating. So I'm going to pass it to you. Then I'll continue with my passing thoughts.
Tailgating was cool, man. Tailgating was definitely in preseason form for a lot of folks, if for no other reason. Wasn't a lot of folks out there just generally. Even some of the tailgates that we stopped at, correct me if I'm wrong here, Figgy, you talked to them and they're like, yeah, we had some of the people are out here. Not everybody's out here because of the preseason.
Yeah.
So definitely had that.
I think not only just the preseason, but it's so hot out there,
that's
man.
That's it. Yeah. That's
and it. As long as I've been doing this and did the preseason tailgates and all that stuff, it's always hot.
Was that the hottest day?
It's all the same.
But
to
this
be
was
honest.
One of
it's
the hottest hot. Weekends.
Yeah, no, nah, it was very hot outside, and a lot of people don't really hang around.
But a
around.
Good vibe altogether.
Yeah, no, it just felt good just being able to tailgate and just fool around with people and all that good stuff, man.
All right, well, let me get to some more passing thoughts here. I always like to catch the vibe, and usually I'm out there, but I wasn't this time.
Oh, by the way, shout out to the Notorious Vatos.
Yeah, Notorious Vatos tailgate.
Yeah, they won it this
I'm sensing it was my people.
Nope, it sure it was black.
It wasn't?
No,
it was a lot of people.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
It was a good mix.
I'm yeah.
One of the things that made it fun was, and I mean, I'd hate to kind of let the sausage or let the cat out the bag here. Mm-hmm. They just had a really strong performance. It looked like a regular season tailgate.
Yeah,
for them.
they always bring it. Shout out to Nick, who's a big listener. He listens all the time. So,
all right.
I think you've been to their tailgate.
I have
before.
Been to their tailgate before. I don't think that's the one I danced at last year. But
they was making the margaritas one time with the weed whacker.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He had the weed whacker this time, but I'm sure he's gonna bring it out this season.
All right, gonna get to some on field stuff that's very important, but let's not bury the lead in our passing thoughts here. Early in the game, CJ Stroud, what in the hell were you doing? What were you thinking? What were you doing showing up in a Mariners hat? And I was mentioning this before the show as well. I get it. I get the explanation. It's about fashion. I get the explanation. Hey, I've got hats of just about all the teams, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you look in the mirror before you walk out? Do you at least look in the mirror and say, you know what? It's all about fashion, but I think something else might go with this shirt. I think something else might go with this shirt. It was just a faux pas, as they say in the fashion world.
I mean, I lean towards CJ's line of thinking where it's like, you know, the hat be on. But I got to admit, as someone who has worked for a good long time in enemy territory, from the hats that I would typically just wear just generally. Yeah, you just
look in the mirror, man.
Sometimes you think, is this going to be worth the hassle that it ultimately leads up? Now, to be fair, I think that the place that he came from was where he did not consider that someone would make a stink of it. I think now he knows
how?
That someone will make a stink of it, regardless of if it actually makes any level of difference. And so now he might be a little bit more, cognizant of that, even if he wears that hat going out.
Yeah.
Maybe don't wear that specifically to the game.
Yeah, players mess up too. I would leave it. I would say it like that. Players mess up too. I do think he was just wearing it for fashion, but
I do too.
But I think it's everybody's right to give him a hard time over it.
Thank you.
And you ain't got to be that deep.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, a fun little hard time. On CJ. Just come on, man. Why you wearing that hat? And I'm sure he fine. I'm sure he going. Wear Astros hat next time.
If I were his teammate, I would buy an entire Seattle Mariners uniform, hat, bat, everything, and put it in his locker today. I would do it all. Because like I said, I get it. But just if you got 30 hats, pick another one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was just bad timing too, man.
Because specifically.
If he was wearing he could have been wearing a Guardians hat.
He could have worn a Dodgers hat.
If he wore an Angels hat, it didn't go over, right?
Right.
It didn't go over
Or Dodgers even. And we hate the Dodgers, but it was like, okay, whatever.
He's
from L.A.
Yeah.
You know,
no, just this tight-ass race. Mm-hmm. And we looking back at the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
Like, damn, man. You ain't got you could have waited to the offseason. Exactly. Baseball was over to wear that hat.
Exactly.
Can we be honest for a second?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that y'all can say whatever y'all want about me. The Mariners hat is dope, though.
No, it's dope. I get it. I totally get it.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. I've never been to, CJ's never invited me over to his house, but I know he's
not yet. Not yet. It's going to happen at some point.
But I know he has a mirror. All right. Another passing thought here. One of the things that I was really trying to get a gauge on before the game started was these new upgrades around the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. New scoreboard, new field, new sound system. Figgy, you're going to be mentioned in this passing thought because the scoreboard was really nice. And they've added some features. one of the best things they do is players on the field down the right side of the scoreboard. They tell you who's on the field, so you'll know, especially during the preseason, that helps. The field would look fantastic, very sharp, very clean. Let's get to the sound system, and correct me if I'm wrong. I know a lot of our listeners were at the game. The sound system sounded loud, which it was supposed to be, but it was kind of, as I often say, I don't know what you guys call it, tinny. It was really, really high-pitched, hard to understand the words that they were, like, they were interviewing, you know, like Cecil Shorts and others were talking on the field. I'm like, what are they saying? It was like really, they could have used Figgy on the mixing board. They really could have.
I mean, I don't know about that. I ain't no expert or nothing, but I do feel like to me, it kind of gave me vibes of being in a club and you standing right by the speaker.
Yeah.
And I noticed I was trying to talk to my homegirl that was directly next to me, and I'm sitting there screaming, yelling, trying to have a regular conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it was loud enough, man. I just, the first thing I thought about was, if this stadium was full, if it was a full stadium, everything was loud, I think it might hit different.
Maybe. So let me know, 713-572-46.
And if I definitely thought about
it. It was hard to listen to.
I probably should have brought my earplugs.
Yeah.
I got some cool little loop earplugs.
Yeah. Those are big in the concert-going community.
I'm like, damn, maybe I need to start bringing those.
Okay, so at least in your case, in your situation, it wasn't just me. All right, let's get to the field. Blake Fisher started.
Correct.
Bold decision, I thought, but I get it.
Why do you view that as a bold decision?
I didn't know what Titus Howard was going to do, et cetera.
Remember, he's had his helmet in his hand the last couple of outings.
Yeah.
This feels like a continuation of that.
Well, like Nick Chubb played and all that.
Any concern, by the way, with Titus Howard kind of?
Not really. Should I?
I don't think so. I was just interested because, I mean... It probably, the question jumps up because I realized that I have not been. I was just thinking, Titus Howard didn't play. And I'm like, should I have examined that a little bit more?
Yeah.
No? Okay, I think we're good.
Well, this was my passing thought on Blake Fisher. He looked and played like a guy who was told by Cole Popovich and D'Amico Ryans, this is your chance. Remember, we talked about that last week. A lot of these guys, sleepers as we called them and all that. This is your maybe last chance. And he paid, and it paid off for him.
He tell that to Mechie.
Wow.
They tell that to Mitchie.
Hey, you're right up there with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. A little too soon, Figgy.
That's nasty.
A little
business.
Too soon. Still too soon.
That's nasty business.
We'll get to
there.
That. Right? He looked like a desperate player. Like, he was rough. He was, nasty.
I think that happens more from our context. Yeah. You know what rough and nasty indicates beyond the idea of this was his last chance? That's what they want, period. Like, rough and nasty, regardless of, hey, yo, this is your last chance. It's just, this is the standard that we're expecting. And I think bigger than the kind of the last chance view of this all is just, hey, man, this is the expectation that if Blake's going to get on with what they are doing, he's going to need to do that. And he did that. He handled up pretty nicely. He seemed to have a little bit of a stunt situation. It wasn't quite that, but the defensive end that's lined up ahead of him, it's a 3-4, so the defensive end is that first guy in from the edge rusher. He pushes him out of the way, sees that outside linebacker trying to loop back in, picks it up. He's picking up things. He played pretty well outside of, I think, one pressure. So, I mean, you're up here with this offensive line. You've got to meet the standard. I thought he did. Now, obviously, on the outside looking in, we're going to view that in the terms of, hey, man, we're getting closer to cut down, and you feel like you're on the bubble. For him, it's probably just, this is the standard that we need to get to, and I hit it today.
And we're going to dig back in on the offensive line later in the show, but that was the first passing thought. Here's another one that maybe ties in with that. The last thing Damian Pierce needed was Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, and Jahar Jordan playing as well as they did. Dari Ogunbowale is not going anywhere. So that's four running backs, depending on what you think on Jahar Jordan. But Damian Pierce, what's going to become?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay.
What's going to become of him is that he needs to get out here and play some football. Like, this is just, Thursday is going to mean so much in him getting back. And this is where, you know, the return to football timing was kind of tough for him. Christian Harris is another one that you could talk about, although I don't know that his spot is in danger in the same way that Dameon Pierce is. But, yeah, the kind of getting guys back at the right time. Hell, you can even talk about some of the offensive tackles in Trent Brown and then obviously the injury to Cam Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes it a little tough, but specifically for him, yeah, man, there's guys that showed up, especially with the run game looking as solid as it did in that game on Saturday. Dameon Pierce, we're going to need to see it. Now, of course, those coaches see it a little bit more consistently, or at least they have a feel of what they think about him. But at least for us on the outside looking in, it feels like, yeah, man, we're going to need to see you, and you're not going to have a lot of runway. You're just going to have to hit the ground running and really demonstrate that you can get in and fit in with what's happening here.
Yeah. Another passing thought here. Now, you might say, quote, this was just a preseason game. We get it. But I
just
really,
a preseason
text
game.
Is still loading up, by the way. That text is still coming in.
Yeah, it's still coming in. Just a preseason game. And no one's really going to show a lot of their playbook.
Guys, it's just preseason.
Et cetera. But I had a real feeling watching this game, especially with the first team offense out there, that we got a very good glimpse of what this offense is going to be. I was talking to you about it in the suite when you stopped by. It's going to be short passes, one look, and then dump off if that's not there. Power running, and I've been talking about this. I've had this feeling all camp long. All they want to do with the run game is not lose yardage. They didn't lose yardage. They gained 4-6. We saw Woody Marks have 40 yards on 5 carries.
7 carries, right?
7 carries, 40 yards on 7
still
carries.
Still solid average on per rush.
I've said it before. Out. This offense is – if you think it's going to be just, hair on fire, throwing it downfield, big plays, trickery, all that, it's not going to be that. This is going to be, and there's nothing wrong with it. By the way, this is a compliment, not a criticism, because I think with this defense, the way they can turn the ball over, the way they can shut down people, the way they can shorten the fields, which they did on two of their scores Saturday, I think this offense is going to be not necessarily dink and dunk, but very deliberate.
No, and I mean, I don't think that you watched the offense, even understanding that it's a more vanilla iteration of it in this game, and saw that and said, I wasn't having fun with it. They were effective. They were, getting positive yards on first down, which was clearly an emphasis in this game. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. They were also, when they passed the ball, they were getting it out quick. CJ was going through progressions really, really fast, which I really enjoyed from him. It felt like you could see him processing really quickly in that space, which is, again, all of the things that you want from CJ and from this offense. But, yeah, you were able to pick up yards in the way that you wanted to. You were able to move the chains and get down the field quickly. Yeah. I mean, or just get down the field, matriculate down the field how you needed to. And you were able to score points. That's all you ask of an offense. Yeah. The way that you decide to go about it is all window dressing.
Yeah. I finally saw exactly, very clearly, what Seth Payne has been talking about with Daryl Taylor. You know, we've seen here and there Daryl, but Seth has really been focused in on him. It's been one of his favorite players. You got to have this guy. A sack, a pressure, very hard to block, different body type, can move around like a linebacker, but is on the edge. Daryl Taylor is going to make this team, and I think he's going to have an impact.
So I wrote this down for myself as I was kind of thinking of some things that are just kind of bouncing around in my head as we get near to cut down day. We're getting probably like a week or so out from that time. And edge rusher depth is interesting, especially because two guys that you would immediately imagine just off of a depth chart without really thinking too much about it are your twos at edge rusher. And Danico Autry and Derek Barnett have not been involved very much. Darrell Taylor, as you mentioned, he's looked really good. He's got some position flex as well. Cutting down that roster in the on the defensive line is going to be really, really an intriguing place to look. And I do wonder, because you think maybe you keep like nine guys. Who are those nine?
Yo, he's going to make the squad. He's going to. He is legit an impact player, depth piece anyway.
Do you have time for me to do this, or do you want to circle back around to this? Okay. With the defensive line, clearly your starters are across the board. You have Will Anderson Jr., you have Tim Settle, you have Sheldon Rankins, you have Danielle Hunter. That's pretty clear, right? So that's two inside, two outside. When it comes to the remainder of the inside,
Mario
feels like he's a guy that could and should be there. Are you going to have, you probably need another defensive tackle, like another nose tackle.
Fatukasi? So
either Fatukasi, who again, you haven't seen much of him thus far. Or is it Toji Ai, who is, again, consistent and steps in and you a solid floor from what you have? We talked about four guys, haven't talked about, or actually talked about five guys in that space right then, right? And then on the outside, you could probably make a very easy case for six of them between Will, Danil. I mentioned Autry. I mentioned Barnett. You mentioned Darrell Taylor. Dylan Horton hasn't been bad either.
Right.
It's going to get interesting. How do you cut that down? And I do wonder, does that then make Danico Autry more valuable because he can slide in to, you know, play on the inside, but on, you know, maybe like third down type things? Does that make him less valuable for not having been involved? And maybe Darrell Taylor gets a little bit more more love.
I think Taylor can slide inside because of the body type and how difficult he is. He's small.
He's smaller. So I think you want to rush from the outside.
Yeah, I agree. But in passing situations, you're gonna ignore Will Anderson and Danil Hunter. If right next to him is Darrell Taylor.
But also you want guys that you could slide in there and actually rotate in a decent amount. I just think we have to do, I mean, obviously we're going to get to this week. You start getting into like what the full 53 looks like in our minds and how, you know, the wide receiver pulls from the linebacker and the, you know, defensive lineman pulls from the cornerback depth, right? All of these things, it's a zero-sum game, so we have to do that full accounting, and we will. But that defensive line is actually a little bit more difficult than I think I've been given credit for.
All right, a couple more quick ones here because we definitely will dig into all this, especially the offensive line as we move along. But two more quick passing thoughts that I think were important from this game. Nothing should be more comforting to Texans fans than Jalen Smith and the ability to have a guy out there that all of a sudden looks the part.
100%. 100%. Because other than that, the other cornerback depth is just a shoulder shrug for me.
Yeah,
with all due respect to Arnett and Tremont Smith and D'Angelo Ross even.
Yeah. And then last one here, and we're definitely going to dig in more on this because it was a trade that affected it. I legit asked myself this in my head as I'm walking out. Do we know anything more about the tight end room than we did at the start of training camp?
Probably not. But we have an opportunity to see something interesting.
Yeah, we do.
But I'm interested, and Fig, you might be able to give us a little insight because I know that you have people that are very well aware of this man, Harrison Bryant, the tight end who comes in the trade that sends Mechie to the Eagles. If you have not heard, John Mechie was sent yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles in a trade. It seems like there's a budding partnership there between Nick Casario and Howie Roseman, which I'm not going to lie. Makes me tug at my collar a little bit because I know Howie Roseman strikes me almost like Bill Belichick, almost like Greg Popovich. When you see people doing trades with him, you're like, did you get got? But Harrison Bryant's coming back as a tight end. And if you look at the numbers, he kind of profiles like Irv Smith. Does that feel right, or am I undercutting him?
I think he has a couple explosive plays at some point because I remember just even watching the Browns and I want to say he was a big time target for Joe Flacco at one point. And I think he made a play here at NRG in that playoff game. And I can't remember, maybe I think he was on the team in 2020. So I think he was kind of a target for Baker Mayfield too.
Yeah, 2020, that was his rookie year coming out of FAU. He played under Lane Kiffin. So that you would imagine that gives you some level of feel of what he can do as an athlete. So I doubt he, I mean, just think about it. I doubt he gives you the same athleticism as Brevin Jordan, but you got a week, young fella, to jump. Mm-hmm. I'm calling him young fella. But you got a week to jump in and show us what you got because, yeah, as you mentioned, tight end room. I think I feel good about your top two. Beyond that, I still got questions. Those are some of your passing thoughts coming off of preseason game two. A lot of meat on the bone here. I thought this game was very, very insightful.
Yeah.
And we'll get to all of that. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And Lopez Charles Barkley over here. Just why? Why did you do that? Because I think you, at least in part, led to a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad weekend for the Astros. Yeah, I'm killing the vibes, but we got to talk about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.